Then we have here, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, now I'm reading verse 6, speak unto the children of Israel, when a man or woman shall commit any sin that men commit to do a trespass against the Lord, and that person be guilty, then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass with the principal thereof, and add thereunto the fifth part. And I think that was what Zacchaeus was offering to do. You remember he said, if I've taken anything by false accusation, I will restore him fourfold. He was actually going farther than the Mosaic law required him to go. Now he talks here about the restitution that must be made. A restitution had to be made. And that's what we were reading about here. And repentance, therefore, is more than saying, I'm sorry. You see, a relationship between God and the individual can't be made sweet until the individual is made right with the individual. We read over in 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of this world worketh death. The thing is that repentance today is something that, well, a great many think it means shedding a few tears and then go merrily on your way. It's more than that. It's making things right. It's restitution also, making it right with the individual that's been injured. It's one thing to confess your sin. Our Lord said, if you remember that your brother's got something against you, you leave your gift at the altar and you go and make the thing right with the brother. The thing is that this is all important today. This idea you shed a few tears and that's it, down on the rug for a little while, then get up and everything is right. It's more than that, friends. It's making things right. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world, it worketh death. Just to shed the tears is just the sorrow of the world. It works death. It's meaningless. My dad used to tell about a little boat on the Mississippi River, and it had a little bitty boiler and a great big whistle. And when that boat was going upstream and it blew the whistle, well, it just couldn't go upstream and blow the whistle at the same time. It started drifting back down. So just couldn't blow the whistle going upstream at all. Now, there are a lot of people like that today. Their repentance is the blowing of the whistle. They shed tears in profusion. But that's all. There's no going on with God. There's no turning from the sin and turning to God. Repentance is that. And that's what we have, restitution here.